It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two former Loveland police officers charged in the violent arrest of Karen Garner, a 73-year-old woman with dementia, turned themselves in Thursday. Austin Hopp and Daria Jalali arrested Garner last year after she tried to leave a Walmart without paying for $14 worth of merchandise. Both officers left the police department last month. Denver police shot a man on Federal Boulevard last night after responding to reports of a stabbing. The police department says officers found a man who appeared to have hurt himself with a pocket knife. They say he ignored orders to drop the knife and began to approach the officers. Police used a pepper ball and a taser, but say neither had an effect. At that point, one of the officers shot the man, who was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Nobody else was hurt. A new exhibit opening this weekend at the Denver Art Museum is showcasing the process of collaborative art. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Indigenous artists Marie Watt and Chinupa Hanska Luger have distinct styles and approaches to their work. Yet they both share an interest in including others in their creative process. That attraction to collaboration led the Denver Art Museum to bring the two artists together to collaborate on a new project. The new exhibit, called Each Other, explores that creative journey. Watt says working together was a process of its own.
Sometimes there's this assumption that because I have a social practice and Chinupa has a community-engaged practice, that it would just be natural for us to work together. But it really was a process in which we grew to know one another.
The exhibit will run through August 22nd. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Face masks are no longer required at Coors Field starting tonight. The Colorado Rockies announced the change Thursday and say they still encourage masks for people who are not fully vaccinated. The Rockies play Arizona this evening. Starting in June, the Rockies will welcome up to 35,000 fans in person for each game. Metro Denver and the Front Range have a chance for thunderstorms this evening and again tomorrow. It turns sunnier for the end of the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.